Yeah, I feel like I've got this ringing in my ears.
What do you mean?
So we got into the office this morning and the alarm has been going off. Everything's fine, but the alarm is going wee 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 in the background. You probably hear it now. Listen. And we can't do anything about it because no one who's here now knows how to switch it off. So we're all just sitting here with tinnitus
It's
in our ears.
particularly bad when you
Oh,
first walk in
my God.
and you become a little
Oh yeah,
disoriented.
you start like walking into walls and shit.
Yeah,
Yeah.
while I was in the elevator, in the escalator, what's it? You see, escalator, elevator. I grew an extra arm, firstly. Secondly, I don't know if we're going to be able to function again in normal
No, I
society
mean, we're
after
going to be
this.
running around in circles, kind of holding on to things as we walk and peeing all over, just peeing everywhere because the sound is, it goes right into your head.
When I got to the security point,
Jesus.
he went, "Hello, good morning," and I wondered why. But now I understand. He's a bit
Okay,
deaf.
but I just don't understand. It's like, you know, some people can live with like noises going on. I'm not one of those people. If I hear something making a sound, I need to go and investigate and stop the sound. Otherwise, I'm not just going to be able to go to sleep or carry on with my day. I can't sit. If you ask me to write an email now in this, I'd shoot myself in. I'm going to go to a coffee shop and do it. I'm not, there's no way I can do it from here. It's going to go
I
in
don't know,
and then out.
maybe you'll get used to it.
No, there are people though that I think they must be either a bit brain damaged or not very smart because it means that you essentially have to shut off a part. Maybe this is true for women who have husbands who snore or whatever.
Yeah.
You know that they're actually able to shut it off. But
Or men who have wives who whine.
yeah, definitely. But the fact is that you actually are turning off a survival instinct to sort out and seek the cause of a very, very worrying noise. There's a reason alarms sound that the way that they do, right? It's because it's meant to make people go, whoa, hang on.
Something's wrong.
Alarm.
But you did mention that you'd think that at one point it would stop.
Yeah, but it's just ongoing.
I mean,
You'd think it would run
what
out of power
purpose
or
does it serve to carry on going if
I
there was a
don't know.
break-in or something?
I don't know, but it's absolutely abominable. But we'll move on.
Yeah,
We have
we'll
much
try.
to do, and we have many things to discuss this morning, and I hope that you're having a good start to your week and to your day. Well into the month of April now, and we've got lots to talk about. So let's start with me in a wig.
You in a wig. Did you wear
So,
one this weekend?
no, but this is really, really funny. So somebody took a couple of pictures of me and made an AI version
Oh,
of
no.
me from the, I don't know, 1700s or something.
As a man.
Yes, but wearing a wig.
Okay.
Like in the whole outfit and everything, but you could absolutely see it's me. So when AI gets it right, it's phenomenal, right?
Yeah,
When it
yeah.
gets it wrong, it's devastatingly shit.
Yes.
And then you have like an extra arm going out of your head
Like
or
what
whatever.
happened to me
Yeah,
in the
like what
lift.
happened to you in the lift. But there it is. Look. Isn't that
I
great?
have to go a bit closer. I'm going to go a bit
All right,
closer.
go and have a look. Have a look. There's me with a wig.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, look at that. Isn't that just terrific?
But look, you're about 80 years old in that.
Yes, but that's how I want to look when I'm 80 years old. So I've decided I'm going to.
You're going to grow out your hair?
No, I'm going to get a wig like that, a powdered wig, and I'm going to wear only that outfit, and I'm going to wear it everywhere I go. So
I can st it
whether
stinks
it's,
from here already.
whether I'm going to the garage to fill up with petrol, or if I'm going to a birthday party.
You have to actually frame that.
Well, I think it's pretty good. You know, again, like I'm not, I'm still trying to figure out how to get the best results out of ChatGPT. But
Yeah.
some people, the person who sent this one to me, she just knows exactly what the prompts are that get the best results. So again, this proves that even though AI is taking over everywhere, it's still human beings that have to be able to make the most sense out of it and direct it in the right sort of direction.
Yeah, definitely.
So
I mean,
yeah.
it's bloody clever, but not that smart.
I thought me with a wig would make your
I
day.
like that very
All right.
much.
Then I had such a successful day on Friday.
Good.
Yes, I went to the post office. Now, normally a story about success doesn't start like
No,
this.
it ends with the post office.
So let me explain what happened. I get there and I have to collect a package from overseas. So I say to them, I got this SMS that says I must come to this post office, but there's no number or anything. So she goes,
oh no.
But she's got a pile of papers like this there.
Yeah.
And she whips through them in great efficiency and finds mine. Miracle of miracles.
Oh, so it wasn't a scam or something.
No, she gives me the box. She's like, sign here. You got to pay this much. So I pay it. So I say to her, listen, how difficult is it to get your car license disc? She's like, yeah, it's not difficult. And I can see the post office is quiet.
Mm.
Right. So I'm like, let me do this. Let me knock this out of the park and kill two birds with one stone, very literally. Mm. Now, I know this is boring to some people. To me, this is tremendous. Okay.
Listen, when you get things right, when it comes to like admin.
I just love it. So here we are. I go, what do I need? So she goes, well, you need a copy of your ID or driver's license. Mm. You need money to pay for the thing. Mm. And you need to fill in this form.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, cool.
Which Look you need your old disc for to transfer all the information.
No. So I ran up, very efficient. So I said to her, can you make a copy of my license? She goes, no, that we can't do.
Oh,
even though I can see there's a photocopier sitting right there in the background. I'm like, I'll pay you 10 rand for it. Like for one page
I'll
copy.
Buy the copy. She's like, the copy machine.
She says, but there is a little Indian chap next door and he'll make the copy for you in his little gadget shop. So I said, awesome. So I go to him. I'm like, can I have a copy of this? He goes, yeah, it's 5 rand. So I go, credit card? He goes, it's too small to do 5 rand on a credit card. So I says, is there ATM here? Yes, there's an ATM. So I run up to the ATM, draw, I don't know, 100, 200 rand in cash. Then I think I'll go to the car, take a picture of that disc so I can just copy it over.
Nice.
No problem. Sitting there, fill in the form. Form's done. Copy made. Hand it in. She prints the thing and voila, I've got it. I've now got the package and the license. I felt like the king.
Have you cut around with your little scissors?
Oh, I cut around. I've stuck it on the windscreen, proudly displayed it. Are you kidding?
Doesn't it feel archaic, that process?
I know, but Leanne, you know how when you expect something to be terrible, like I'd built up.
But you know what? You didn't go there for it.
No,
that's why it worked out.
And I scored.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like, guys, do you think this is stupid and irritating? But I felt like I'd conquered the world. I was like, I got it. I got my car license disc. Mm. I got it. I did it in one sitting.
Yeah.
I didn't have to wait. I didn't have to queue. I didn't have to go through the motions. It was fantastic. So after that, I was unconquerable. I mean, I thought I'd won the lottery.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's the small things,
it's
Leanne.
It's like when you find the right queue, when there are four queues, and you happen to just, because no one knows.
No, it's always a big guessing game, right?
And you find that right queue.
Oh.
Or like when I went to F&B and got my passport.
Oh, wow.
Instead of going to Home Affairs.
And was it wonderful?
Oh, what a breeze. It's almost ready. It's amazing.
I'm very impressed with that.
Yeah.
It's excellent. You see, there are things that are starting to work. The green shoots that they always talk about. Okay, so we've got a couple of things to get to this morning. I thought for those people who've had maybe a weekend of partying and enjoying themselves and maybe a little bit too much, you're feeling a bit sensitive and weak today. Here's something from the 80s, a singer called Russ Abbott, who I know, I think in Australia, must be, or New Zealand, one of those two. But it's from the 80s. And I thought, you know, we often give the 80s too much credit. And we think, oh, well, you know, time of booming economies and Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan and, you know, the fall of the Soviet Union and the fall of the Berlin Wall. Good time.
Best music.
Well, not when Russ Abbott enters the mix.
Oh, no.
And you've got to listen carefully to the lyrics of his song, Atmosphere.
Nice.
Which okay. I think you're really going to like. All right, so give it a go, guys. Let's go.
It's Russ Abbott and his brand new album, I Love a Party, with Russ's monster hits Atmosphere and All Night Holiday. Plus a bumper collection of all-time great party songs. Let's go to party. Come on, join the fun with the party album of the year, Russ Abbott's I Love a Party. A party's just not a party without Russ.
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
You mean you didn't have that?
The party album of the year. Okay, so they've got atmosphere, which goes atmosphere. I love a real party with an atmosphere. That's the actual fucking lyric of that stupid song. Okay? The 80s were not all good. They were embarrassing and shit things about them that deserve a little introspection, okay? Plus, did you check what Russ Abbott was wearing? Yes, sis.
Those have come right back. That's the thing. He's probably like trending. I liked his disco song In the Disco, where he was minding the strings of balloons with his head.
Yeah. Remember those ribbons that in the 80s were a big thing at in order for people to know it was a party, because they wouldn't have known just by the people being around and music
and the punch
and drinking and punch. Okay. They wouldn't have known. They needed to be streamers.
Yes.
Otherwise, how would they know it was a party? And balloons, right?
When someone threw that streamer at you and it unwound, it was so exciting.
It's such magic.
For a tiny, thin piece of paper that probably landed in your mouth and dyed your face blue.
Yes, because they were always made with cheap dye that would go everywhere. And if someone dropped their whiskey or whatever, then everything would be streamer colored. Bright pink. And the 80s were famous for bright pink and neon green, luminous yellow.
Yeah.
You know? Let's watch it again. It's really, and I want you to pay special attention to the lovely song Atmosphere.
Okay.
Because its lyrical content is just extraordinarily good. Flex, you're going to love this. This is your favorite new song. Okay, let's go.
It's Russ Abbott and his brand new album, I Love a Party, with Russ's monster hits Atmosphere and All Night Holiday. Plus a bumper collection of all-time great party songs. Let's go to party. Come on, join the fun with the party album of the year. Russ Abbott's I Love a Party. A party's just not a party without Russ.
It's not a party.
A party's not a party without Russ. Yeah.
We can't figure out that accent. It's kind of like a posh Australian
accent.
Yeah,
it's like smart Australian. Not like common Australian.
He looks like he could be common Australian, though.
Russ Abbott.
With his monster hit Happy Birthday.
I'm telling you, a guy like that, he was probably the most famous man in Australia for a while.
Mm.
I reckon he probably had so much money and so many women. He was probably a superstar in Australian terms.
He's probably dead.
Do whatever he wanted. No, why would I look him up? I have no interest in Russ Abbott.
But I want to know if he is.
Go on, look it up.
Sitting in front of a TV.
Maybe he became
in a wife beater.
Maybe he became a senator. Who knows? But there he is, Russ Abbott.
Is it a double?
Well,
yeah, there we go.
Are you double S?
English comedy actor.
No.
English comedy actor. Oh, there he is.
Oh, you found
him. He's still alive.
No.
He's 77 years old.
My God.
He doesn't look bad. He looks basically the same. But he's an English musician, actor, and comedian born in Chester.
Oh, okay.
First came to public notice during the 1970s as the singer and drummer with the British show band, the Black Abbots.
That's probably quite racist now. Okay.
And he's still married. He got married in 1966.
No.
And he's still married to Patricia Simpson. And he's a tall bloke too, 1.94.
Wow. Okay. You see, we're discovering things we didn't know or think we ever needed to know.
And then the next commonly asked search is, what happened to Russ Abbott? I'm telling you, because he's wearing a wife beater sitting in front of a TV.
No, he's a big star. This is what is a party without Russ Abbott?
And his monster hit, Happy Birthday.
Yeah. Okay, so have any of our listeners lost their minds yet, our viewers, with the sound of the alarm going off? Okay. So if you can't hear it, lucky you.
Yeah.
Really, because it's still ringing in my ears. I'm going to need brain surgery
lobotomy.
After this. Yeah.
Straight lobotomy.
I'm going to have to go, straight to the lobotomist. Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
They're still on the street.
One down every road.
Sure. I'm going to go to the lobotomist. They can trepan my head and just stick a thing in and pull out some brains. Because that's what I'm going to need after this. Are you also hitting your head?
Yeah, you see. It's like,
All right. Well,
ingrained in there.
Back in the day, he was so big, Modern Talking used to open for him, Russ Abbott.
Really?
Sounds like your voice, Gareth. Oh, go to hell. Oh, what's that? Is that Russ Abbott? Jesus, look at the state of Superwoman or whatever her name is.
But listen, Superwoman must be tall because he's tall.
Look at, I'm sorry, that's not a woman. That's not a woman.
It's quite a large woman.
Good God, I can see her vagina lips from here. They're hanging out of the bottom of that skirt. Outer labia are making a massive statement. Good Lord, and those tits. So, put that on again. That's frightening. Is that the first that picture that comes up when you look him up?
Oh, it's a star.
Good heavens, that's revolting. Okay.
He's got wow. A nice white belt on, which goes with
oh
everything.
Oh, my God. Gareth is just a hater. Let's go to the disco. It's an absolute banger, says Congo Chris. All right, well, you know what? Maybe my experience of the 80s was marred by the fact that I didn't have enough Russ Abbott. Look at him. Unbelievable.
Love a party.
Okay, supersized woman, lol. Russ Abbott can sing you a happy birthday. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think this is great. Okay, and then a lot of other people thrilled at my successes at the post office. Tracy saying she renewed her driver's license card on the 5th of January and she's still waiting. My temporary license is about to expire. Dang, that one laminating machine. Yeah.
It's so frustrating. You've got to try to not let your blood boil.
Well, I was pulled over by the cops the other day, and the guy said to me, because he was trying to, like, obviously they're on a big money-making exercise at the moment. So if you're driving around Gauteng, you'll see their roadblocks all over the place, and they're definitely, they've got the credit card machines ready to go. And I had two outstanding fines, which for me is not a lot at all. And I was quite impressed with myself. Only two. The guy said, yeah, and you must renew your driver's license.
Car license. Yeah.
I was like.
Was it expired or was it?
No, still there. Ooh. It was still good. But anyway, they it's amazing. They've got these two vans and there's a guy who sits at a desk, big fat guy. And he goes, credit card. And you give him, it's like Jabba the Hutt. And then you give him the credit card and you think, I'm never going to see this again. He's going to eat it.
They're going to drive
and
off
then he,
with
then he takes a credit card and it goes. Beep on the machine, and he says, budget or street. I'm like, no, just take it. It's fine. Then he goes, it just comes off your phone. You just see it going, oh, there we go. All gone. Very disappointing, but there we are. I think you want to be updated with all that stuff because you don't want to give them a reason.
No, exactly.
You know, to like,
I'm always about 2 or 3 years behind on my license disc.
Oh, my God.
It'll happen again. But I used to drive in fear before I had it renewed.
Yeah.
Because I have been caught out a few times. But when, you know, if you drive a 15-year-old car, they tend to be a little bit more lenient. Especially if you open the boot and you've got like bits of clothing in there and it looks like you live in your car.
Yeah.
And they're quite lenient.
Yes, actually, that's a good point. You should just leave like a lot of packets of uneaten stuff.
Toothbrush.
Yeah. Just leave it all there. So that's not Wonder Woman. That's Wonder Bra Woman in the picture with Russ Abbott. We cannot hear an alarm, but Russ was Jimmy Abbott's brother. No, I don't think so. I think they were totally different, but there we are. Russ looks like he rolled with Prince Andrew in his younger days. Entertainment for the weekend. Maybe they used to book Russ as the singer.
They could definitely have
Epstein's Island. Who knows? That's why I always drive drunk, says Carl. If you're drunk, they don't pay attention to your license at all. And then those roadblocks are illegal. They can't force you to pay, says Bitcoin Book. Well, what are you going to do? What, are you going to start a fist fight with them? You know, you're going to have to pay.
It's actually more convenient than having to go and find where you must pay online.
Yes, actually.
You meet with errors.
Good point.
And
yeah.
You don't know if it's gone through or not.
Yes.
They Viasen, come to you.
Viasen says that Russ Abbott, who seems to be fast gaining popularity with our audience as well.
Yes.
I think he's going to make a comeback.
I told you.
Russ Abbott reminds Viasen of Bless Bridges. Bless Bridges is like the Afrikaans.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, like that type of shirt.
Yeah.
What's happened to Bless?
No, Bless is dead.
Oh, yes, he is too. Oh, Bless.
Yes. All right, so that's very good. The only thing you can do is refuse to pay, and then they waste your time until you pay.
Mm.
Yeah, but you see, I don't want to do that. I was on the way home. It was 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I don't want to have a reason to wait at the side of the road for an hour because they want to mess me around. So I'll just pay. And I know that they know that. That's why they set themselves up there. There's nowhere else for you to go. You can't avoid it.
I haven't got a fine in ages.
Well, they're still out there, Leanne.
I used to budget for them.
Yeah, I still budget for them.
Have I got older or are there less cameras?
No, I think there are still lots of cameras.
Maybe because I'm older and wiser, I know where they are.
Probably. But then we've also got great things like Waze, which I love.
Yeah.
Warns you. Oi, you can't hear that?
I can still hear it.
The alarm. It's going to drive me crazy. All right. Shame. Congo Chris says, Bless drove off Chapman's Peak.
Did he?
I don't know. It sounds like a hell of a way to go. I don't remember what happened to Bless Bridges. I hope you're not misleading us here, Congo Chris.
I can't not know anymore.
Good heavens. You need to know everything, huh?
Yeah.
You've got Google on standby. All right. Well, while Leanne's busy with that, we've got a couple of stories in the news that are making headlines. What?
Motor car accident, March 2000, leaving behind his wife, Leonie, and children, Sunette and Victor.
Okay. Now, are you going to go down that rabbit hole? Or
No. All done.
All right. Very good. So here's an interesting story talking about South African entertainment. All right. Veteran South African actors are falling into poverty due to a flawed entertainment industry that lacks legal protection, social security, and royalty rights for performers. Mm. That's what the Actor and SA Guild of Actors chair, Jack Devnerain, says. He's been here in the studio with us before. This comes after actress Nandi Nyembe shared her financial struggles, sparking renewed outrage over once-celebrated artists and how often they end up destitute. Mm. Despite years of advocacy, progress has stalled, most recently with President Cyril Ramaphosa referring crucial copyrights and performers' rights bills to the Constitutional Court. Minister Gayton McKenzie has pledged personal support and broader reform, but systemic change remains slow. Look, I don't know why we always have to have this discussion, okay? It's and I don't wish for anyone to be impoverished, obviously. But if you're an actor or a singer or a dancer or a theater performer, I got bad news for you. You're going to end up in poverty. That's just how it goes. Like, you actually have to have other skills that the world really needs, that South Africa really needs. Very few, maybe 2-3% of all the actors will be able to retire comfortably.
Yeah.
The rest of you, straight into poverty.
Do you think it is like South Africa only?
No, I think this has to do with the fact that actors and dancers and singers are not essential to any economy. They're entertainment. That's
and
all.
And we know, you know, that became relevant during COVID when they battled the most.
Yeah, because people were like, well, too bad. And I'm afraid,
but
listen.
But then how do actors like Macaulay Culkin, who was famous for a second?
They get paid in different ways in America, so that does have something to do with it. But also, he was the star of a big movie when he was a kid. So if he'd kept, I don't know, a quarter of that fortune in investments, in an interest-bearing account, he would have been all right for at least the next 15 years of his life. Because it was a big budget, massive movie at the time, and he was, what, 12?
But, I mean, you can't actually blame and put comedians in the same bracket.
Absolutely.
You can't blame someone who's really hitting it hard and is booked out and super popular for not getting into a mindset of I've made it.
No, well, also the drugs. I mean, unfortunately, the entertainment business is full of A-type personalities who are on the go all the time, and they work hard, play hard, and then they end up, you know, pissing away a large part of their fortune.
No, I saw recently,
it's not easy,
and chatted to him was Luis Obala.
Yeah. He's such a smart guy.
Yes. No. And his wife, what an amazing team they are. He emceed an event that we had for a new brand launch, and he's one of the faces of the brand as well. And I don't know if being a good, well-balanced person has something to do sustaining
Definitely.
A life like that.
That's why I'm saying there is a percentage of entertainers who will do fine and will make enough money to be able to retire or at least have a very comfortable life the rest of the Most will not. If you're an actor in South Africa, let's just take acting. And I always give actors shit on the show, and it maybe isn't fair, but we may have to get Jack Devnarain in again. The fact is, if you are a successful actor in South Africa, you have recurring work on soap operas. That's like, that's it. Maybe if you're lucky, you get a movie every now and then. You get to do a TV ad every now and then. I mean, we've had my friend Shamila in here. She's an actor too. And she's as successful as they come right now. I mean, she's doing very, very well. But I don't know whether in South Africa that is entirely sustainable, because the market is so small and people are not spending, you know, millions and millions of rands on movie productions. They're just not. So when Americans or Europeans come here and film their stuff here, they're doing it because it's cheaper. And they're doing it because our actors are probably, if they're going to cast some of them, also going to be cheaper. So I don't know how to win this one, and I feel bad for these actors, but I do want to say, I'm just tired of every time one of these guys or girls hits the skids and, you know, they're destitute or whatever, that everybody else has to come to their rescue. Like, there's a place and time, and obviously everyone can decide when they want to help, and I don't have any problem with that. But I am, it's kind of embarrassing that we have to read these news stories about this one needs help, that one needs help, this one needs help. And eventually you realize, like, the whole entertainment business just needs help. So I hope Gaten McKenzie's on top of this, because if there is a solution from the politicians, I don't know what it is, and I hope he finds it. And, you know, let's hope that they don't all end up like Russ Abbott.
Oh, no, he's lived long. He's been married for long. I think that in itself is a success. Even if he's wearing a wife beater and hitting a TV with antennas sticking out of it.
Is that your idea of...
Definitely.
Is that your idea of what he's going... Is that also what you think, like, an old husband always ends up doing?
I think so. Maybe,
like Al Bundy from...
I think that's maybe been my reference growing up.
So that's what you think of when you think of, like, this is how a husband will end up after being with his wife for too long.
Yeah.
All right. So apparently we go back to that Nigerian rapper with his McLaren, remember, in Cape Town? So Dirk says, what a shocker. He has a side hustle. Yeah. The Nigerian rapper's name is pronounced Trigger Baby. Three-gar baby. So now we know.
Oh, Trigger.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
And then Max Sony asks, how was the Darren Scott thing this weekend? Well, it didn't happen. There was some kind of a problem and they had to cancel it. So I don't even know what the story is there. We'll figure it out, though. As long as we don't all end up paying for that solution, says Mapelo. Yes, he means the solution for the actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Because we've already paid to see them perform.
Yeah.
We don't need to pay again because they're poor. You know what I mean? Gareth, talking about celebs who hit the skids, how is that backer buddy for Darren Scott? No, well, they raised money. And, you know, Darren, again, I mean, he lived in America for a while. He, for a long time, did very, very well. I know that he's undergone a whole bunch of health crises in a row, like one thing after the other. And I, as I said, you can help whoever you want to help. I feel in his case, it's worth helping. And I don't know what the current state of affairs there is, but I'll find out. I mean, you know, if you want to help, if you want to give the homeless guy on the side of the street R5, you do it. If you want to help a friend of yours who's in hospital with some emergency, you do it. If you want to bail a mate of yours out because he gets pulled over by the cops and can't afford the fines, then do that. But I'm sure that there are people all over the place who are in need. I just don't think that a whole category of people need to have ministerial attention paid to them because they're actors, and, you know, it's very hard. It's hard to be an actor. Come on. It's only in this is the first proper era in human history in the last sort of 50 to 100 years where actors have been thought of as rich and successful. Before 1900, actors were thought of as poor and mostly prostitutes.
Yes, that's true.
Right? So it's only Hollywood.
Entertainment for the king. No,
it's Hollywood who made us think that actors should be rich and successful. Let's see if TV licenses will now cost 1,000% more to pay for this new plan. Well, the only idiot who'll fall for that's me. Yes, I still get, like, in the office, I get so much cuck from people about the fact that I paid my TV license.
It's just to shut them up, though. That's
I know.
What it is.
It's like this alarm. If you could just,
it's like a mosquito.
Just pay them to shut it up.
Yeah.
Okay. there's no way his name was pronounced like that. It's just as awful with Trigger Baby. It's so bad. I still want to know, like, how he can afford that car. Don't you?
He's going to end up in a wife beater hitting the side of a TV.
You really have that. That picture is firmly lodged in your head, huh? Back in ancient Greece, actors were thought of as less than prostitutes. We should go back to that.
Yeah. I mean, and if they were anything less than slightly entertaining, they'd have rotten tomatoes thrown at them.
Yeah, correct. That was their payment sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, so let's look at a much more interesting story. Leanne's got a couple of these that she wants to tell us about this morning. There is a website that can find almost every single picture of you that exists. That's frightening.
They're calling it the most disturbing website on the internet.
What is it? Go on. I'm going to look it up right now.
There is an exception to the rule, but just to let you know, it is called Pim Eyes.
How do you spell that?
P-I-M-E-Y-E-S.
Okay, Pim Eyes.
So you're going to have to, there is a paid version. I obviously just tried the normal one. But you have to upload a photograph of yourself and then AI does the rest, right?
But it says here consent.
Yeah, I didn't consent
details,
to anything.
Ad settings, about, don't, so it starts with all of that.
Yeah, don't consent to anything.
Okay, I won't consent to anything.
It still allows you to go through.
Now, it wants me to upload a photo.
Yeah, it's got to access your photo gallery, which I took the chance.
Oh, no.
I took the chance. What? You're going to access photos of me? There are photos of me all over.
No, but Leanne, you're letting it into everything, your friends, your family, your...
What is it going to do with us? Look at our pictures of us around the Christmas tree.
Maybe. And then plot and scheme.
No. I'm not that important.
You don't think AI is going to plot and scheme against you and your family?
I put in a photograph of myself. Either this photo was the worst photo in the world.
Yes.
But 100% of the photos that came out were me.
Oh.
But 100% of them were from our podcasts.
Oh.
And nothing else.
That's it, huh?
Just from our podcast. So it wasn't like I found, look at that picture my mom must have posted, to her church group one day. There's nothing like that. Oh. And that's kind of what the website promises.
Yeah.
But I think we have to try it on someone who may not be all over the internet.
All right. So let's find someone who nobody cares about, who's never... James? Won't you?
Are you busy right now? Will you put down all your right. crocheting and come here,
so
please?
So Pim Eyes is an online face search engine that goes through the internet to find pictures containing given faces. Pim Eyes uses face recognition and search technologies to perform a reverse image search.
Mm.
Find a face and check where the image appears online. Our face finder helps you find a face and protect your privacy. Well, I mean, how? How does it protect your privacy?
Yeah.
That's nonsense. Facial recognition online systems allow you to search by image. Now, what I would like is, I'd like a big button, like a big red button that you could press just to remove everything of you from the internet, or a big green button to say, leave it all on.
Yeah. You know,
that's what I want.
Always
I want
think
a website
about
that says,
Emma Sadler.
We'll get rid of everything or we'll keep everything.
And how she helped many people. Particularly celebrities and well-known people who are in high-power jobs to sift through their social media from the past and just pick out anything that may not be acceptable now that mm-hmm. we didn't think of then. If there was anything like that, I'd like that removed. But pretty much I think I'm okay. It mostly will be drunk photographs in nightclubs with strangers.
Well, I mean, if you want advanced versions
yes,
of this.
You can pay.
6,853 rand 99 cents a month.
What?
Yes, that allows you to perform unlimited searches day and night. Up to 500 Pim Eyes alerts. So whenever anyone uploads a picture of you,
you'd have to be the president to use that, surely.
And, yeah. I mean, not my idea of necessary. The cheapest one is the Open Plus one, which is 685 rand a month. That's still steep. I mean, I think about
a month. I mean,
Apple Music.
Yeah.
Which gives me access to the library of music that exists on Earth.
Mm.
And that's like 60 rand. That's a tenth of this. Pemais can kush me and tochus as far as I'm concerned. And you can unlock current results.
I think if you were like a big time judge or.
No, but what for? Like who's. The more important you are, the more pictures of you there are.
But surely you would. Yeah. I mean, I would pay it once off, you know, just to sift anything out. But how much do you doubt yourself if you have to do it every month?
Well, maybe you got a lot to hide.
Maybe you're partying hard on the weekend.
But I don't know who cares about like drunk pictures of people. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Might be like prostitution.
Well, yes. I mean, that's different.
Mm.
Acting prostitution, like we discussed earlier. All right. As long as we all don't end up paying for that too, just as Mapelo said about the actors earlier, why are you willing to give AI your biometrics, says Azalea. Yeah, you see, I mean, that worried me a little bit about these pictures that AI's generated.
Again, I just don't think I'm that interesting. You know,
I'd rather show my support to the AI overlords now and make sure I'm on the right side of the AI takeover. Allow the AI to access your gallery, almost like an ANC favor, says Carl from PE.
Just click yes. Consent.
Oh, no. I hope it doesn't find a Twitter account I created when I was 13.
Oh.
I got rid of it long ago. Just scared the shit out of me. I posted it out there. Still exists somewhere on the dark web, says somebody. Yeah, I don't really.
You see?
The alarm has stopped. Oh, my head. I can breathe at last. The sky is clear.
Somebody came to the offices at 6:40.
That's wonderful.
And had the answer.
All right. My Oma has all the important pics in her scrapbook.
Yeah, that's a safe place.
That's a much safer place than the internets.
Yeah.
All right, but there we are. So apparently, Leanne's little website here that she's telling us about, you can find any picture of you. So for anybody who's worried about that stuff, good luck. It's going to cost you a fortune, but if you want to go and scrub the internet, find all the pictures of you, have a happy time. All right.
In a related story.
Go on.
Woman left horrified after AI steals her identity.
No.
For an X-rated pill advert.
No.
X-rated
pill advert.
It is a related story, but it happened in April last year. So, I mean, what's the worst? An X-rated pill. X-rated pill, what is that like?
Must be a hard-on pill or something.
A hard-on pill.
Yeah.
If I found my face on that, I'd find it freaking hilarious.
Leanne's.
You know? Leanne keeping you hard all day long. I'd love it. I'd frame it. You know?
Put up the picture of Russ Abbott and the Superwoman. That should be the cover with your name written on it. Leanne's hard on pills.
I mean, wouldn't you be proud if it was your face in that picture?
No.
I'd love it.
What the hell is that picture? I'm sorry. What is that? What is the big C on his shirt for where it's meant to be an S? Is it for cunt?
So it looks like he's got boobs hanging out in his under
terrible.
The sea.
That's so terrible. All right. Yo, that's bad. Leanne, eject specialist, lol. No, I don't think erect specialist is probably what they mean.
Maybe.
The hard pills. But you know what? You think about these people who've ended up as memes. Like you often see the story about the guy who was in the that Norwegian chap with the beard.
Yes.
In all of those things.
The old guy.
Or the kid who's like doing
He's in a lot of erection memes and things.
I'm sure, right? He can't do anything about that. No. He's just gonna live with it.
And actually most of the stories behind these memes with these people now, 20 years later, they're perfectly functioning people.
Of course, yeah. There was just that one older black dude with the enormous penis sitting on the edge of the bed.
Oh, yes.
He killed himself.
Oh.
Oh, not good. He was just tired of seeing... Don't laugh.
Oh, dear.
It's very cruel. So he's no longer around. But most of them have ended happily.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So apparently there is a cure, a global cure for HIV.
Very, very close. Being tested on humans, which is a good thing.
Tell me more.
Usually when we find out about these things, they're still being tested on mice. And it's being headed by a team of scientists in KZN, University of KwaZulu-Natal.
Oh, nice. So we can be proud of this if it works.
Really amazing.
Good.
So they've conducted proper cure trials on Umlazi women with positive and promising results.
Okay.
They had a group of 20 women from Umlazi who stopped taking their antiretrovirals for 18 months. The trial test found that 20% of the women were able to control viral load to an undetectable level. 20%, few tweaks here and there. You know, let's see how it goes. The head of it is UKZN's Professor Tumbi Ndungu. And they've tested a combination of antibodies to combat HIV.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
Good for him.
I mean, these tests have been going on for ages. You know how quickly we found a vaccine for COVID, so-called.
Well, didn't work.
You just think how many years actually go into finding a cure for
that's
something
exactly
like that.
Exactly why we should have been suspicious when they did tell us about that COVID one. This is quite scary. Just to go back to the AI thing for a second. Vyasan says, I just took an image of myself and I sent it to my computer and used that image to open my banking app. Just tried it now. How scary is that?
Oh.
Woo. You know, facial recognition, right? Yeah. So if you have two devices, you take a picture of yourself on this one, use that as the image to log in. I don't like that at all. That's very scary. And then it's out of control, needs to be dialed down. It's too much. It breaches so many privacy laws that it's really the biggest invasion of privacy in our era. Gareth, I can badly Photoshop you and Leanne onto that Russ Abbott picture after the show. I'll tag you guys in.
I can badly Photoshop you.
Okay, do it. You know what? That'll be fun. Congo Chris. Marpello says, the most irritating craze on social media right now is a cartoon photo of people. Everybody wants to be a cartoon character with huge eyes and lips all of a sudden. Yeah, that is.
These avatars.
Mm. Gilly, whatever it's called now.
Yeah.
Ghibli. Something like that. Leanne, if they have positive results, then it didn't work for HIV. But that's great news. So coincidence now that the US has stopped AIDS funding to most of the world, so pharma's losing billions and treatments are not profitable anymore. Yeah, it could be something to do with that. Never add facial recognition, fingerprint unlock, and card tapping function to your life, says Bitcoin Boot. Well, I have to tell you, I use all three. I know that, and it does worry me a lot. But what else are you going to do?
I'd actually take a few years of convenience and not having to type in a password.
On the off chance that
on the off chance that I might lose all of my money.
Jesus, that's a hell of a thing to say, huh? But I think you're right. Yeah. Most people would choose convenience. Oh my God. Ricky Lowe says, I just had a co-pilot training session and the AI made so many mistakes and it made things up. Yeah, it does. It sometimes makes things up. You can easily clone someone's voice, says Christian.
So that's like a scam that's been happening. And that's why families now tend to have a password.
Hey, there's Dr. Hanan. He just popped up out of the blue. Look at that. Hey, Dr. Hanan. I thought you were AI for a second there. I was like, oh my God. He just pops up out of the blue. Like, wow. Surprise, surprise.
Just checking up. How are you guys doing?
We're very good, thank you. Are you worried that your face exists on the internet and that they can clone your voice and that someone will use your image to unlock online banking and steal your money? We all should be worried about this stuff.
Yeah, but to your point, what's the alternative to, you know, to kind of live in the archaic age of writing and, you know, things on paper and not having any passwords or not putting your fingerprints on anything? What's the alternative? So I choose convenience and not worry about things that I can't control.
Mm.
All right, but we've got a far sexier thing for you to address this morning. So this is from Anonymous, and it goes like this. I wanted to suggest a topic for Dr. Hanan, the idea of daddy issues and the psychological impact of absent or emotionally unavailable fathers. It's something I've personally struggled with, and I believe many others do too. Even if it's hard to admit, I'd love to hear Dr. Hanan's take on where it stems from, how it affects us in later life, and ways to begin healing from that kind of emotional damage. So where do we begin?
All right. So let's start with the definition. First of all, children do need parents' input. As I've said many times, your parents are the co-pilots of your life. They can either make you feel secure on your flight or make you feel insecure on your flight. Mm-hmm. And if your parents, mom or dad, in this case, dad issues in inverted commas, your dad is unavailable,
yeah,
or your dad gaslights you, or emotionally is not around, physically is not around, then you'll feel insecure. You'll feel that you are not getting from point A to point B. And what one thing that kids do is, especially younger kids, they tend to blame themselves. They don't have the intellectual capacity to go, well, it's just dad, or it's just mom and dad that are fighting, it's them. But rather they go, what's wrong with me? Where have I gone wrong? Why am I not good enough? Why am I not worth it, worth the fight, worth dad being there, or worth mom being there, or worth mom and dad being together and getting along? So the self-blame is very, very evident later on in life. And what ends up happening is adults, we overcompensate in one of two ways. One, we withdraw from social or romantic relationships because we don't trust. So we lose faith in other people's ability to calibrate us, other people's ability to be there for us emotionally. So we'd rather do this ourselves, which is a very self-punishing pattern where you kind of live alone and do this thing on your own when you should be relying on other people. The other thing, the other way to overcompensate, the other side of the coin or the spectrum, is people then seek validation from older figures. So they attach themselves to the thing that's been missing all their lives, and they try to correct the wrong, close the loop,
right,
by overcompensating and leaning on older figures for self-validation at their own cost. So what I mean by that is that the need for self-validation is so high that they would rather have the self-validation with the wrong person than have the right person in their lives that validates them in healthy ways. So those are the two extremes. They don't seek validation at all. They want to do this on them by themselves, and they end up gaslighting themselves, or they overcompensate by leaning on older people for self-validation at the cost of their own self-worth.
All right, because I've heard of like daddy issues, and the, you know, there are all these stories about how if you find a very attractive girl who has daddy issues, then that's the perfect relationship because she's going to look to you, as you say, for this older role model thing, but also she's a total like chocolate fireplace. So, you know.
You could probably have a lot of control over her.
Yeah.
Is that the perception?
I certainly don't. That doesn't sound like a good thing to me.
No.
Have you ever encountered this in your practice?
A lot. And it's incredibly unhealthy where the girl seeks self-validation, and the older guy looks for the younger girl, so the trophy wife or the trophy girlfriend that he can parade around and increase his sense of self-image and self-worth in front of his own circle. But the connection point is unhealthy because the connection point is, well, I need self-validation at the cost of myself, while the older guy is seeking the trophy wife at the cost of perhaps somebody that's meaningfully adding to his life. It doesn't work. The dynamic doesn't work.
I literally saw this weekend. I was at a nail salon and very attractive woman walked in and she was sitting waiting for her husband, who I think was at the hairdresser next door. And he came out and I thought they were complete strangers, but they were actually husband and wife. And he was paying for one of her treatments that she'd had earlier. And he said loudly, "Should I pay for my wife's treatment or should I make her pay for it?" It was so embarrassing, so cringe.
Yeah.
He said sometimes when she pays, that's when she feels powerful.
in front of everybody.
And he was like 20 years her senior. Exactly what we've just spoken about now.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, having said that, I just want to highlight that you get older guy, younger girl connection that really does work, and you get older woman, younger guy connection that really can work. It's very unusual and very unique, but it can work when the connection point is healthy, as opposed to self-validation versus the way you make me look in public. But rather when the self-validation or the connection point is healthy for what is sustainable for a relationship, it can really work. So age, you know, they say it's just a number. Even though it's very unique, it can work when the common denominator is healthy.
All right. So what has happened is that this term daddy issues has been bandied about for all kinds of reasons. I think you just explained and defined it properly for us. But people misread this stuff, and then they also inject their own and project their own nonsense into it. And they use it as an excuse for bad behavior. It's like everything else that gets used in as an excuse for bad behavior. I've got a mental health condition, or I wasn't raised properly, or my dad wasn't present when I was growing up, or I've got terrible ADHD. I can't concentrate for more than 5 seconds.
I've also heard the theory that women with daddy issues tend to have weight problems.
Yeah, I mean, is any of this valid, or are these people just using it as an excuse?
Yeah, you know my philosophy really well by now. I don't subscribe to that model. I don't subscribe to the go fishing model. The go fishing model is I'm overweight, and let me now go look at my past to realize why I'm overweight. I go fishing. I'm in a bad relationship. Let me go fishing. Let me go figure out what happened in my past to make me understand why I'm in a bad relationship.
It can't possibly be that I can't stop eating. It must be that my dad wasn't around enough when I was younger.
Exactly.
It can't possibly be that I'm shoveling cake into my mouth.
Yeah, of course not. It's obviously because my dad was not present, or my school teacher bullied me when I was 12 years old, or because my mother didn't feed me with my favorite X, Y, and Z food. I don't know, a million reasons. That's why I say I don't subscribe to the model of going fishing, because if you go fishing, you always catch something. And you connect the dots in funky ways. And never mind you connect the dots in funky ways, but we can create things that don't exist. You know, I always tell people, if you ask me to describe my day yesterday, or Gareth or Leanne, if I ask you to describe your day yesterday from start to finish, in reality, you'd be probably at best be 50% accurate. And that is just your day yesterday. If I asked you to describe what you did on Friday, well, then you'd be 30% accurate. Now try to describe what you did or what happened when you were 16 or 22 or 25.
And just by the way, also, I mean, our memories are so shit. People always think the way I remember it is how it had to have happened. And this is the cause of so many fights in relationships and everywhere else. We don't remember a damn thing. They've proven that a human being who's actually been through a very traumatic thing, like a car accident or whatever, within a couple of days of the accident, they start remembering a completely different version to what actually happened. When they see a video of what happened, they're like, that's not me. Because your own memory is so
fills in the gaps. Yeah.
And believe me, everybody thinks they remember, right? Like they've got the best memory of anybody else. Your memory is completely unreliable. I just hate to break it to you. It's totally unreliable. So as Dr. Hanan says, don't imagine for a second that you can remember back to when you were 8 or 9 and something terrible happened and how that's going to affect you for the rest of your life. Your memory's already got massive holes in it.
Yeah. And the truth is, it's very empowering to know that your memory is unreliable, because the moment you realize the fact that your memory is unreliable, will you stop then relying on it because you make things up? And going back to the analogy of trying to describe yesterday, the truth is, if I tried to describe yesterday's events from start to finish after a cup of coffee, I'm going to describe it very differently to compared to when if I describe it after a bad night's sleep or a terrible phone call or traffic on the road.
Yeah.
So your memory is completely influenced by your mood. If I'm in a good mood, I'm going to describe yesterday in a certain way. If I'm in a bad mood because a taxi driver just cut me off, or I'm late to work, or I received a terrible phone call, well, then I'm going to describe yesterday through a different lens. So you can't go fishing. So it's going back to the daddy issues. You can't describe what's going on to you today based on what has happened in the past, because it's unhelpful and inaccurate. And even worse, it's actually quite dangerous because you could be making things up. Because even if you could describe the past accurately, they just say your memory was 100% photographic. You knew exactly and you know exactly what has happened. Mm-hmm. How do you place blame on something that has happened? How do you know what percentage that took and the reason why that has created this?
Yeah.
So how do you know the fact that your teacher, kicked you out of class at 16 and that, how do you know how much that affected you? So you think, oh my God, that affected me 80%, but how do you know it only affected you? How do you know it didn't affect you 100% or 20%? Well, we make it up. So we can't assign blame on what's going on today based on what has happened then. It's way more helpful to look at your patterns today and ask yourself, is it helpful? Am I living my life according to my own framework, my own rules, my own goals? Yeah. And if the answer is yes, you are happy, enjoy. And if the answer is no, then change your patterns today. Don't look in the rearview mirror to help you ascertain why you're behaving today, because you've just wasted time looking backwards,
right,
as opposed to using those coins to change your behavior and to change your patterns today to help you reach your current goals, your current ambition, your current vision.
Couldn't agree more. And just to bring it back to AI, they are going to remember. The machines will remember everything and we won't. So there's going to be a point where ultimately I do think we're going to get to a stage where these machines are going to be able to detect a lie. And if you don't remember something and you're making it up, or if you're lying, they'll do a retinal scan, or they'll be able to measure your blood pressure through a fancy camera that you don't even know is on you. And before you know it, this machine will be saying to you, no, I'm afraid that's a lie, and you won't be able to bullshit it anymore. That's going to be a major step in human evolution where we can't lie anymore.
Yeah.
Where lying becomes, something which can be detected immediately, no matter how good you thought you were at it. Imagine how that'll change things. So that's truly scary. Maybe we should talk about that next week.
That's scary. I mean, suddenly you're faced with reality. You can't make things up anymore.
Right. And Dr. Hanan, I mean, lying has been an evolutionary development which has served humans very well. Humans have been able to lie, and it's pushed us into some quite advanced situations and sometimes some very good developments in human societies. But imagine if lying is no longer an option, which will be potentially one of the routes that we could end up in.
That's interesting. I wonder how that affects us psychologically. I would think, though, that will make us better, because suddenly we have to deal with real facts as opposed to imagined fantasies. The AI will just calibrate us and tell us, no, that didn't happen. And now we've got to deal with the reality of what did. Yeah.
And you can sit there and moan and whine and complain about the machine, but it's not going to feel any different. It's not going to go, well, I'm hearing you and I sympathize and I empathize and I want to be compassionate, but it can do that. And there are AI programs that are like psychologists, right? But the fact is, if you are blatantly lying to yourself, it will become not just untenable, but unfashionable for you to lie to these things.
And think of how many relationships will break up.
Yeah, they'll say to you, listen, you're just actually in this situation, Gareth or Leanne or Hanan, you're wrong. You're just wrong. Just stop. Yeah. You're wrong. And there's no court of higher appeal. Like, you can't go, well, if you won't listen to me, then my ex-girlfriend will. And you'll storm off, because it's like the AI has got you right there and you have to account for yourself. Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Yeah, well, we mustn't underestimate the power of the human condition to hear the AI and just unplug it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to happen too. That's exactly right. All right. Well, we'll talk about that next week, but have a good week at work this week. Yep. Sort out a lot of those head cases of yours.
Well, do you two guys. See you then.
Cheers, Dr. Hanan. All right. Very good. Leanne Mull is here with me. We are going to be joined by Big Daddy Liberty, Sitlan Gobese, in just a short while. And we've also got some sport with James. So I know that's what you've come for this morning. I know that's what you're excited about. We'll get to that and a whole lot more next.